grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the Old Testament lesson appointed for Thanksgiving, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 2 and 3. Moses said, "You shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you and let you hunger, and fed you with manna which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord." It was Dr. Samuel Johnson, that great 18th century man of letters and also a deeply serious Christian, who with his typical candor and kindness once said, "It does a troubled soul good to be heard. It does a troubled soul good to be heard." And I sometimes think that one of the best gifts we can give is the simple gift of attentiveness, of giving others a chance to be heard, to unburden themselves, and in that way find new strength. It does a troubled soul good to be heard. But what about the chronic complainers, which I must quickly add, I myself have often been? Just ask my long-suffering friends. Grumbling, dissatisfaction, complaint. If you know your Bible, you know that the scriptures are full of it from beginning to end. For example, in the Old Testament lesson read this evening, Moses, addressing the children of Israel just before their entrance into the promised land, speaks of the just completed 40 difficult years of wandering in the wilderness and reminds them of how the story of those years is a story of dissatisfaction, grumbling, and complaint. But of course, that's been the story of the fallen human race from the very beginning. For at the very beginning of Holy Scripture, we find that story of how the Lord God placed our first parents in a beautiful garden called the Garden of Eden, which means the Garden of Delight. Living there in blissful harmony with their Maker and with all he made, they lacked nothing. But are they satisfied? Are they grateful? Are they content? Well, you know, not for long, for soon enough, listening to the whisperings of the Father of Lies, they want more. Not content with being children of God, called into being by his goodness, and daily supplied with every good and perfect gift, they want more. For when the tempter draws their attention to the forbidden fruit that will apparently make them like God, God. They just can't resist. Even paradise isn't enough for them. Discontent, they want more and still more. And that, alas, is only the beginning of fallen humanity's long and dreary story of dissatisfaction, grumbling, and complaint. St. Paul writes, as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. As Adam's offspring, we tend to be dissatisfied, grumblers, complainers. But our Lord Jesus Christ is the second Adam come into this world to undo the damage done by the first Adam and to bring us back to paradise, to God's garden of joy and delight, and of thanksgiving. Our Lord's whole life was a life of thanksgiving. How often his prayers begin with the words, I thank you, Father. And his life continued to be one of thanksgiving even to the very end, because on the night before he was crucified, he took the bread and cup, he gave thanks, and commanded his followers to do this, and in giving this command, he gave to his church through all the ages long that holy meal, which is called the Holy Eucharist, which means the Holy Thanksgiving, that beating heart of the church's life. For in every Holy Eucharist, in every Holy Thanksgiving, we are, in a real sense, given a foretaste of paradise, where all will be joy and thanksgiving and praise to the Lord who endures, whose mercy endures forever, the Lord who offered his body and blood on the altar of the cross and gives them to us at the altar, the Lord who burst the bonds of death and the grave. In every Holy Eucharist, all is joy, all is praise, all is thanksgiving, because in these holy mysteries, we return to the paradise of unbroken communion with our Maker. This evening we celebrate our National Day of Thanksgiving. Now I'm sure that every one of us can very easily, and dare I say, perhaps even eagerly, come up with all kinds of reasons for dissatisfaction, grumbling, and complaint with our nation. And of course, there's obviously no use in denying that our nation's difficulties are real and many. But we only succumb to the temptation of the one who is both a liar and the father of lies when we lose sight of God's many blessings on our nation. Blessings that are many and real. Of course, there's no use denying that we Americans are, alas, not so very different from God's ancient chosen people, with all their dissatisfaction, grumbling, and complaint. their forgetfulness of God's mercies, their taking for granted the many blessings they in fact enjoyed, and also their failure to understand that their misfortunes were a loving Father's discipline meant to recall them to their senses and to convince them that, as Moses said to them, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. God's every word spoken through the mouth of Moses and all the prophets, calling them to repentance and promising them mercy. Words that would come to their glorious completion when the Father's eternal word that was in the beginning with God became flesh for our salvation. Christ our Savior is the true word proceeding out of the mouth of the Father, the true and eternal word made flesh, in whom alone is salvation, life, and resurrection from the dead, the life and the joy eternal. Everything Moses said to the children of Israel can in some sense be applied to ourselves and to our nation. Summing up Moses' words as we heard them in the lesson read this evening, you might say that Moses is inviting the Israelites to repent and remember God's mercies and be thankful. And so on this, our national day of thanksgiving, we too are called to repent of our sin of taking for granted all the blessings we daily in fact enjoy, to open our eyes to them, to be thankful, and to pray for God's continued blessing on this land we all love, and the peace of God which passes understanding keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.